Living in an era where we see things we've never seen before. Number three, top story in the entire nation. Lee, Trump yesterday in Detroit, flipping off a heckler.
Yeah, the single finger salute.
The single finger salute. It's just, I've never seen a president do that before. So he's in Michigan. He's touring the Ford F-150 plant in Dearborn to deliver remarks. A liberal heckler screams pedophile protector at him as he tours the plant. Trump shoots back with a middle finger and appears to say, blank you. Mm-hmm. Basically, F you. White House spokesperson Stephen Chung defended Trump, said a lunatic was wildly screaming expletives in a fit of rage, and the president gave an appropriate and unambiguous response.
Unambiguous is a good word for it, yeah.
Yeah. So what is he referring to? Well, there's still 10,000 pages outstanding on the Epstein thing that by law the Trump team has to turn over. They say they are redacting them, so the left is, making much hay of this, mainly to distract from two things. Number one, it's mostly Democrats who seem to have been to Epstein Island and flown on that plane. Number two, the person nobody's calling a pedophile protector, Bill Clinton, is the one actually defying the subpoena this morning.
And it remains to be seen if Hillary will as well.
Yeah. We will see. GOP lawmakers are... Congress members are initiating contempt of Congress proceedings against Bill Clinton, who defied a subpoena to testify in the Epstein investigation. Mm-hmm. Why? He can't.
Yeah.
Because he did it. He did it. He can't. Here's the thing. He cannot go under oath and lie to Congress, which is 5 years in prison, right? It's like for each count of lying to Congress, a felony. Because he doesn't know what's going to come out. They certainly can't tell Congress the truth, so he can't show up, Lee.
Yeah,
and this proves it.
Yeah.
He would have just shown up if he was innocent. So he was scheduled to appear for a closed-door deposition yesterday.
Yeah, a closed-door deposition, too.
Closed-door, right. Which tells you how bad this is for him. But he was a no-show. Now, today, Hillary Clinton is supposed to appear for a closed-door deposition. We'll see what she does.
Yeah. But she's got to be ticked off.
What?
She's got to be ticked off, not just the Republicans, but at Bill, too, for getting her into this mess.
So it's just hilarious that the Democrats, I mean, literally all they do, I watch their bots on X all day. All they do, it's so funny, whenever anything breaks that hurts Democrats, immediately the bots will spin into overdrive and Epstein, Trump Epstein, something like that hashtag will start to trend. It's you can set your watch by it. That's bad for Democrats. They give it a half an hour. Epstein will be, there it is. Epstein, Trump will be trending. Yeah. And you go in and they don't have anything to actually talk about. So they'll try all kinds of stuff. Like one of the things they've been doing lately is they will put pictures of Trump with his young daughter and pretend it's an Epstein girl that he's with. I mean, it's just silly stuff like that. But that's how they use this. And, I'm here to tell you, there is no way, Lee, that the FBI and the DOJ would have risked perjuring themselves and felony evidence tampering charges in the classified documents case where they lied to the court under oath in writing. No, we haven't rearranged the order of this evidence. Well, they did. And then they had to admit in court when they got caught, well, we kind of did tamper with the evidence. That's kind of two felonies. Sorry about that. They wouldn't have done all that if they had Trump dead to rights in the Epstein files. They would have just released it. It's not there. It's not there. Especially when you know that it was Comey's daughter, James Comey's daughter, who was handling all of this.
Yeah.
But it apparently is there for Bill Clinton. I mean, come on, closed door deposition?
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
They're now initiating contempt of Congress proceedings. So,
which is pretty much toothless to begin with, but that's okay. That's all right. That's what you do.
Right.
That's how the game is played.
Absolutely. So all of that is going on. Meanwhile, you've got this whole Iran situation. I would not be surprised if really we should get a poll going. Which collapses first, the dictatorial governments of Cuba or Iran? I'm not sure.
Yeah. Those are going to be
Be historic.
They're neck and neck right now.
Yeah. It's going to be historic.
Headed toward the home stretch.
Well, yeah, and it's absolutely critical for national security. As John Fetterman last night was on Hannity, you know, Democrat from Pennsylvania, which it turns out to his surprise is a red state now, so he sounds more like one of us. But that could change any moment.
It was surprisingly coherent for a Democrat.
I know.
Particularly one that has suffered a stroke and recovered quite well, I might say.
The more coherent he gets, the more Republican he gets. It's weird. But anyway, so Fetterman on Hannity last night saying, listen, I don't understand this. Why can't we just finish Iran off? You know, why don't we just give him a little push? He says he's not calling for a full-on invasion. He's saying, why am I isolated in my party? Why does my party want to do anything about Iran? Why does my party, you know, not want to do anything about, and, you know, you get, anyway, the nukes, all of this. And here's what he says.
That really kind of isolated me within my party now. And then I was calling, you know, we have to destroy these nuclear facilities. You know, if Iran acquires that nuclear bomb, that changes a much, much, much dramatic there. And now Iran's making these kinds of threat. I mean, remember also Israel, they created air supremacy within 2 days. You know, Iran really's capabilities are severely limited at this point. And now they're in a death spiral with all these protests. Why wouldn't one to be ready to provide the kind of a bump to just to push it, you know, to kindly finally break this regime? And now they're so desperate, they are quite literally just executing thousands of their own citizens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amazingly coherent for a, you know, Democrat senator. So that's spot on it at this point.
Absolutely. And then this breaking scandal. I've been warning about this for the longest time, Lee. My biggest fear, and I mention all the time, is that Trump or J.D. Vance will be assassinated. And the reason that I worry about that, number one, we're just due at the rate these things seem to go. Remember, we had that Secret Service agent predict there'd be one every 6 months.
Yeah.
And that leaked internal memo because of how bad the upper leadership is. Well, we never purged the upper leadership. And the two men most responsible for security at Butler were never punished. Both were promoted. One still does the advance work for Trump. And we've had these series of incidents in recent months where liberal activists seem to know where Trump will be and have gotten within an arm's length of him, like 2 feet. And there doesn't seem to be any concern from the Trump administration. And so, you know, last week we had Judicial Watch announcing they are suing Trump, the Trump administration, and the Secret Service for all the emails of the people that were protecting Trump when he went to that restaurant and Code Pink knew where he was, and they show up with all those Palestinian activists and they're screaming in his face. And they want to know, is Secret Service leaking his location?
Well,
yes. As a matter of fact, they are. Not his.
Yeah.
But overnight, this is a huge story. It's getting buried in the Iran thing. J.D. Vance, one of his Secret Service team, was just suspended.
Yeah.
For leaking sensitive security information to an undercover reporter. And this particular reporter from OMG had gotten wind of the fact, that's why he targeted him, it wasn't random, had gotten wind of the fact that this guy was passing on information about where J.D. Vance would be, about his Secret Service protection, about his detail. Listen to what he disclosed in the 13-minute video. And by the way, a lot of it had to be cut or bleeped out of the video to protect Vance. So this guy, Thomas Escoto, current U.S. Secret Service agent, tells OMG News, he doesn't know he's talking to an undercover reporter, Lee, tells OMG News that he hates the way Trump's treating ICE. He voted for Joe Biden. I hate that ICE starts with S, ends with T. He then proceeded to share J.D. Vance's details about J.D. Vance's protective detail, sensitive security information, including protective formations, shift schedules, travel plans, and real-time locations, including upcoming plans for Vance. He also disclosed advanced security procedures. In other words, the way they go to places these guys will be, Trump and Vance, the way that they, you know, scout out the place and secure it. Even described multiple daily shift changes, when the shift time changes, where he thought he was talking to a federal fellow liberal.
So it's the not so secret service, I guess. Why is this employee only suspended?
Oh, they're investigating.
Well, it should be fired and then possibly charged.
He's been placed on administrative leave. His clearance has been suspended, and access to agency facilities. You know what they need to do? Okay, just basic human survival stuff. Okay, they need to go politically vet every single Secret Service agent, because we are so divided in this country. I don't think you can trust one. That's not one of us, for starters. Just for starters. And folks, this understands. Remember the headline last week where people were saying, "Hey, why wasn't J.D. Vance at Mar-a-Lago?" You know, with Rubio watching the Venezuela, you know, and Trump watching the Venezuela team go down, and they said, "Oh, we can't have them together anymore." Yeah. Because, you know, we're afraid that both will be killed simultaneously. This is why. And maybe something else. Maybe something else. They are not safe, folks. They're not.